Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well. How about you?
Doing pretty good, my friend. We're going to talk about three best project management tools for web design. I think you and I both have used all these tools in some shape, form, or fashion. Maybe not, but I guess we'll find out as we go through the episode. You want to kick us off today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one on our list is Asana. Asana is a fantastic tool for project management. I've used it for a couple of years, and I first used it kind of for my internal purposes when I was just a one-man team, just to stay organized with projects and kind of be able to keep my projects separated and organized and so forth. And then I really started to see the value in it when I started having a team. And I have a support person and then a developer working with me and then another developer. And so keeps everything very organized for team collaboration. It's outstanding.
Couldn't agree more. We use Asana. It's our main project management tool at this moment, which is liable to change at any time because I have that shiny object syndrome that I suffer from. AppSumo puts out all these amazing deals all the time, and you know, I think I keep AppSumo in business, Tim. I'm just going to be honest. You know, my name is David, and I'm an AppSumo addict. The first step is admitting, and we've admitted it. So, we love Asana. We have a team of about 12 on our Asana right now. What I love the most about Asana is that it's free. You get the full blown Asana project management tool for free up to the first 15 users. I mean, it's just really kind of insane that you get this extremely powerful, robust tool for nothing. I mean, it's kind of crazy, you know? So
it is.
We're approaching the 15, you know, team member threshold on Asana. So I may be scooching over to my lifetime AppSumo deal. And we'll talk about that one at number three. So number two on our list is Trello. Trello is a great project management tool that we still use. We've used Trello for a few years. We used it before. It was kind of the predecessor of Asana for us and our company. I like Trello. It took some getting used to, and once I understood the power of, you know, how you could use Trello to project manage, I really, really liked it. Why we moved from Trello to Asana was that Asana just had a deeper level of functionality than Trello did, in my opinion. Now, I know there's a lot of Trello users out there that say, oh, you can do everything with Trello that you can do with Asana. And that may be the case, but it's not as intuitive as Asana is. So, at least to me. Trello is a fantastic tool. Highly recommend it. If you have a chance, my partner, Corey Jenkins, did a WordCamp talk at WordCamp Phoenix in 2016, WordCamp Phoenix. If you go to WordPress.tv, you can probably find it. He did a talk about, you know, managing a remote team, and he talked about project management tools, and he went into a deep dive on Trello. So go check it out if you're interested in it.
Yeah, and I've come to find that Trello, it's either you love it or you hate it. And to be honest, I hate it. I understand it's powerful, and I understand it's that a lot of people love it. So clearly, it is a good tool, and I realize that. But for me, just the way it works, it just doesn't seem, I don't know, it's just not the way my mind works. Asana just is more intuitive for this type of thing. People say, oh, I love Trello because it's so visual. I'm a very visual person, and so normally that would be more keen to my, you know, learning style and you know, management style. But for whatever reason, Trello just does not jive with me. And so I find it kind of annoying, to be honest. But again, a lot of people love it, so it's definitely worth checking out.
Well, here's our funny Trello story for the day. Tim and I are, you know, co-host for another podcast, Divi Chat. It's a live weekly podcast that's focused around the Divi WordPress theme because we love Divi. We're big Divi advocates. We have a member of our Divi Chat Slack channel who shares Tim's sentiments when it comes to Trello. So he put in a wonderful, IFTTT, if this, then that. So he basically, a condition in our Slack channel to where if anybody mentioned Trello in the Slack channel, there was an auto response from the Slack bot that, there's no way we're using Trello, or it was just really kind of funny. It came out of the the blue one day, and it was really, really kind of funny.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it comes, it cycles through a few responses. One of them is, quit trying to make Trello work, guys. It's never going to happen. And then another one is, just Trello sucks.
Yeah,
and
Trello sucks.
Right. The funny thing is, he did it like months before, and just no one happened to mention it until months later. And then he had forgotten about it, and we were all cracking up. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, we thought Slack had actually put it in there to combat Trello, and didn't realize that our good buddy SJ James is the person who programmed our Slack channel to say that. So, all right. Well, last on our list, number three, is Plusho. Sorry, Tim, I think I stole your thunder, but I may have a little bit more experience with Plusho than you, if I'm not mistaken. You want me to talk about it?
You talk about it because I have zero experience.
Yeah, Plusho is a new upcoming project management tool. As I said, I'm a longtime AppSumo addict. This was one of the deals on AppSumo a while ago, and I just decided, you know what? This thing could, be a home run, and I wanted to take advantage of their lifetime license that they had on AppSumo because it was relatively inexpensive. I think it was $49 for 5 users, and then you could stack it up to 15 users, which was the max, and it would give you lifetime access to all of their roadmap. So they had like time tracking, and truthfully, that's the one thing that I was interested in. I thought, okay, $147 for lifetime, if this thing takes off and it is as good as it looks like it is now, the time tracking alone would save me a ton of money from having to use something like Harvest and Asana and stuff. And Asana is an annual or a monthly fee based on the team members and stuff when you have to move to the paid plan. So this was kind of an attempt at potentially saving a lot of money, or wasting $147 if I never used it and it was worth the risk for me. I got to tell you, I really like Plusho. It's got some great, great things going for it. The developers seem like they've started a Facebook community, and they're really listening to their users, and they're adding features and functionality and fixing bugs as people find them and stuff. And I think potentially Plusho could replace Asana for us if they keep going in the direction that they're going, because it is just like Asana, Tim. So it's very, very close to Asana. It's different, but it's Asana's still the king in my opinion. But Plusho could take it over for me.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of that Asana mindset in the terms of the way things are organized and the way the UI works, but with a lot more features and a lot more power.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes and where it comes. As software developers, Tim and I, I really admire and respect software creators who get in with their community and get involved and meet their users and stuff. And Plusho seems to be doing that. Nick Roach is like that with Elegant Themes. Tim and I are definitely like that with our products and stuff. So that's all I have. Anything else from you, Tim?
Nope, that's everything.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 71, 3 Best Project Management Tools for Web Design. And remember to subscribe, like, and review. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.